Well, now to the banking sector, and we continue to see the fallout spreading not just through the United States banking sector, but also throughout Europe and Saudi Arabia. What's happening with Credit Suisse? What's happening to the US dollar? What's happening to the euro? What's happening to gold? What's happening to silver? A man who's not gotten much sleep recently, having to deal with all of the fallout around the US banking sector, is our friend Kevin DeMare. He is the CEO of Lear Capital. And I wanted to get Kevin on to talk about the effects of the broader economy and what can people do to protect themselves. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, great to be back, Clayton. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I wish you were here under better circumstances, but this is something we've been warning people, you know, over the past couple of months about what's going to happen with the US dollar. We're starting to see that. Obviously, you guys have been dealing with as much of this as you possibly can right now. How much worse do you think it's going to get before it gets better?
Well, each one of these recessions or situations start off slowly and then kind of speed up a little bit here. And we saw that in 2008, right? They weren't going to bail anybody out. Then they bailed out AIG and it just, the ball kept rolling. The issue that I see this time, Clayton, is that the Fed is absolutely trapped right now. If this was a bank failure back in 2008, they would be talking about and we would be hearing about, we're going to increase the money supply, you know, QE, and we're going to lower interest rates. They're absolutely trapped. You can't do that. They lower interest rates, they start pumping up more money, inflation's going to go through the roof. So I think there's a real issue here that's going to last a lot longer than most people believe.
Yeah, they really are in a pinch right now, because we were going to see interest rates rising again, right? That was what was going to come this year, more interest rate increments over the course of this year. And then, of course, the stock, it was so strange to me. Well, maybe not strange, because it's all rigged. It's all fake anyway, and all of this fake U.S. money. So the stock market goes up, increases 300 points on Tuesday, and then goes down 500 points in the morning on Wednesday because of what's happening in Europe. But it went up on the news that the Fed is not going to likely raise interest rates because it can't now. Its hands are tied. Can't raise interest rates because now it's bailing out these banks, but the Biden administration won't call it a bailout. So what are they going to do? They're really in a pickle right now.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. If I had to guess, I think they hold off doing anything as long as possible, right? Because they need to figure out what's going on here. So you probably can't raise interest rates a half a point, which they were talking about last week. Maybe it's a quarter of a point, and that smooths out the market just a tiny little bit. Investors, I don't know what they're going to do with the $200-300 billion worth of stock value that got lost with SVB Bank, right? Nobody's talking about those people, but those people are just out the money, and the U.S. taxpayer is going to have to bail out those two banks, probably, you know, a few others coming up, you know, First Republican, Credit Suisse you bring up. I mean, there's a lot of problems ahead. I think, you know, it's a horror movie and we're not anywhere near the credits right now. So we got a long way to go to try to figure out what's going to happen here.
In your horror movie, it's already awful for a lot of people, but then you have the Biden administration stepping in saying, we're just going to, you know, this $250,000 FDIC cap, forget that. Now it's infinite because we're just going, it doesn't really matter what the FDIC $250,000 is. Now we're just going to step in and we're going to bail you out. We're going to make sure all of your deposits are fine. So in this horror movie, it already looks bad enough, the contagion. How where do you see it going, and how much worse could it get, I guess, if in this horror movie, does it, you know, like, I'm just trying to picture the sort of end final scene here with the guy with the chainsaw. Like, what does this actually look like?
Yeah, I think there's two scenarios, neither one of them very good. If you start printing money and you lower interest rates to try to save the banks, the businesses, the consumers that are behind on their credit cards, behind on their car payments, inflation is going to go through the roof and purchasing power is going to be decimated. So you've got that situation playing out on one side, which is what they did in 2008. And on the other side, you do nothing and you let these banks and institutions fail. And if that happens, then depositors are going to have a huge problem. And when I talk about depositors, it's just not the consumer. There were a lot of businesses within both of these banks, Signature Bank and SVB, that would have went upside down if they had to wait around to try to figure out through bankruptcy court, you know, what they were going to get. So neither one of the scenarios that the Fed can play with right now sound very good. They are not in a situation where you can take the federal deficit, like in 2008, from $8 trillion to $32 trillion again. You can't go from $32 trillion to $60 trillion.
Right.
and not have an explosion in inflation and purchasing power loss.
Well, let's talk about the U.S. dollar. I mean, Natalie and I have talked about on our show very publicly. We've been warning people for months about, you know, we put our money, a lot of our money into gold and silver because we're big advocates of that. Because as I've said on the show for years, that it has sustained itself for thousands of years. I also buy real estate. So this is where performing assets, things that are a hedge against the U.S. dollar collapse. When you look at the U.S. dollar right now, again, we have printed more money in the U.S. economy in the past 3 years than in the entire history of the United States. More money has been created by the Federal Reserve. At some point, it hits a wall. Where do you see the U.S. dollar going over the next 3 months, 6 months, a year out? Where do you see the U.S. dollar going as a purchasing power?
Well, really the same place it's gone since the early 1920s. Straight down. It doesn't have anywhere to go. If you think about money, whatever the dollar figures are that are out there. So if we have $8 trillion worth of debt and you know, $30 trillion worth of money supply, and you add another $30 trillion worth of money supply, the value of the dollars that are already out there become worth less and less and less. And that's what's happening right now. Right? The definition of inflation is too much money chasing too few goods. The Fed printed up money, not only here in the United States, but all around the world. And all of the purchasing power is collapsing, not just here, everywhere. So I don't think that the dollar can hold up if you're going to print more and more of it. If you're going to bail out banks and other institutions, you're just printing up more money to get that to happen. The dollar doesn't have anywhere to go but down.
Incredibly troubling. And then, of course, we're seeing what's happening right now with the housing market as well. And perhaps maybe there's a silver lining there. But boy, I really feel bad for people when I look at these energy costs. The Wall Street Journal out with a story yesterday morning about energy prices and the gas crisis. So, you know, you're making less money. Wages are going down. Your dollar is worth less. But everything else is going through the roof. Everything else costs more. And this is incredibly disastrous. I mean, we're looking at like a cyclone here.
If you're an investor, grab history book and go back and look at the 1970s, because that's where we are today, right? You have to go back 50 years to look at what happened in the economy with the stock market, with precious metals and other investments in the 70s. The inflation started moving up. They started raising interest rates. You had stagflation. Then you had enormous inflation. And by 1977, interest rates were about what they are today. Inflation was about what the readings that we have today, right around 6.5-7%. And everybody, if you look in the news, said, we're getting ahead of it. This is going to slow down. And it did not. Inflation skyrocketed up to 15%, interest rates are 14%, interest rates were 15 and 16%, and they finally killed the inflation. It took them, you know, 8.5-9 years to do it. What happened to the stock market from 68 to 81? It was up a point. Gold went from $50 an ounce to 850. Silver was up 1,200%. You know, you have to look at history because it rhymes. It's not going to be exact, but the Fed was trapped back then with inflation, and we're trapped with inflation again here today. When you can't pull the levers to get the economy working again through lower interest rates and pumping up the money supply, when you lose those two to inflation, you got to go back to the 70s and look what the best investments were back then, because they're going to be the best investments today. You brought up real estate. I think real estate's going to be a good investment. It's a great inflation hedge. Precious metals will be a decent inflation hedge. And there's other strategies that investors can use that I think will help save them over the next 36, 48 months, because I think it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Well, I mean, and talk me off a cliff here. If I'm wrong, let me know. But I mean, I look at precious metals. I mean, this is your world, right? At Lear Capital, I mean, gold and silver, of course. But I'm sure you guys are, that's why you're not getting a lot of sleep. People are ringing you up off the hook to, you know, to move money out of the banking system into precious metals right now. But to me, I look at gold and I look at silver as a wealth preservation mechanism right now. Like, great. Right. It's great that it's gone up 2%. Great. Great. I don't care about that. In the same way that I don't care about that in real estate. Great that there's appreciation. That's nice icing on the cake. Great. But I want my money in something that the U.S. government can't F with. They can't literally suck it dry because it loses value and it like the U.S. dollar. So for me, gold and silver and holding those precious metals and real estate and all that is that I'm taking a $1 and I'm converting it to something that has survived for 5,000 years through wars, government collapse, fiat currency collapse. Am I wrong about that? Or am I seeing it wrong?
No, I just think on the appreciation when you say, you know, it's nice that gold is up to 1 or 2%. Remember, you transferred this dollar that's falling to the precious metal. And when you sell it back, right, and get some cash to go buy some groceries, we need it to be worth more because inflation has eroded this. So the gold right. should go up. The value of the dollar comes down. When you transfer it back, your purchasing power should be exactly the same. You shouldn't have lost the purchasing power. So you saved, you know, that purchasing power, you saved the value of your real wealth.
That's great point. Yeah, absolutely. Spot on. Well, that's why we have you on, because you're an expert in this world. So we'll keep our eye on this. Kevin, thank you for keeping your eye on what's going on with this as well. And we'll let you get back to it. Kevin DeMera, thank you so much for joining us from Lear Capital. We appreciate
it. You bet. Nice to be with you.
Thank you so much for watching this segment here at Redacted. We are live every day at 4 p.m. Eastern time, trying to share the stories that the mainstream media will not cover. You should also come over and join our community of Redacted Rebels over at redacted.inc. That's our private locals community where we can share exclusive content that we simply cannot share here on YouTube. Come over and join the rebellion together right now by going to redacted.inc. We'll see you next time.